It's those years and years, boys. Which is rather ironic, because it's been years and years since I've actually spoken to our next guest. We reckon about 5 years since we had him on the Oasis FM Breakfast Show. Tenerife Entertainment Award nominee 2016. Best Compare winner 2008, 2010, 2011. Mike Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, you handsome young man. Good to hear dulcet tones, my friend. Yes, it's been a while. 2011, I think, was our last conversation. And we had the lovable Mr. Paul Stone in the studio. Remember that?
I'm still having nightmares about that. It's how has it been 5 years? Where does the time go?
Oh, mate, it's just working, keeping busy and bringing the kids up. And as you know, family man now, so it's all go, pal. All fun, though.
Yeah. How long is it since you left our shores? Has it been 5 years?
Wow. Well, it's been nice. 3 years. It's 3 years in February. So we're planning to come back, actually. I'm bringing the child and the girls over in February for their 8th birthday, because, you know, they were born there. And,
yeah.
They haven't been to Tenerife for quite a while. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing everyone and taking them to see Showtime, Sign Park and a few things. So, yeah, going to come in as much as possible, so it'll be great. That's February. Looking forward to that.
How much do they remember about Tenerife? I'm guessing probably not too much.
No, not too much, to be honest, mate. That's they're excited. They're seeing little videos and clips, and they're looking forward to seeing old friends and the kids and everything. So, yeah, all good, mate. It's all good. Luckily, I get to see quite a few of the old gang as well. Paul Stone and Darren York and Marky Mark, Davey O'Neill. So it's, we have some fun. As you know, Paul's got his a new little baby girl, Summer Grace.
He's
working on baby number 4 at the moment.
Yeah, he's almost repopulating on his own.
Ah, he's always at it, mate. He's a busy young man at the moment. His wife Becky's busy changing nappies and getting dressed, wiping the dribble, and then when Paul's done, she gets the kid ready.
So how's the professional life now? Because being in the UK and gigging, I'm guessing doing different venues different days of the week, is a world away from doing 6.5 or 7 nights a week when working in St. Eugene's and San Eugenio.
Yeah, it's completely different, mate, to be honest. Obviously, you have to change your show to adapt a little bit. But no, it's great. Work's been brilliant, to be honest. We get to have a few days off a week as well, which is nice. The money's good. And get to see all the friends as well. So it's spend a bit of family time with the kids, which is great. So, yeah, brilliant. All's good, mate.
It sounds like semi-retirement.
I think it was semi-retirement, mate, all the time. Yeah, it's just now. It is, pal, to be honest. Until we all get together and it's like we're like little kids again.
Do you ever look back at the Tenerife times and think, how did I work so much? How did I work for so long in one venue? Because you were very much part of the furniture in St. Eugene's, and you were there a very, very long time.
Yeah, that's it. I look back and I wonder how I survived it, to be honest, mate. But now I was there 17 years in the same bar, and yeah, I think the hardest thing is walking and just switching on every single night. You've got to be on the ball every night. But luckily, we had some great customers. I met some great friends, so that was the nicest thing.
Is this if you could go back in time, is it something that you would have done again? Would you have done the 17 years, or would you have thought, do you know what, I wish I'd done a little bit of this, I wish I'd maybe had a bit more variety, or you're very happy with the way it worked out?
No, to be honest, we didn't plan anything like that. It's just how it worked, you know. 17 years near the latter days, it starts again a little bit. You know, time for a change, things like that as well. But as you know, in 2011, the writing was on the wall to come back to the UK anyway. Some of the kids were born. So, but no, I wouldn't change a thing. I had some fantastic times and had some really good laughs. Looking back, I wonder how I got away with most of it. But no, fabulous. Wouldn't change a thing. Met some fabulous people as well.
I remember
some great friends over there.
I remember very clearly when you got the first Tony Ventimiglia Award for Best Compare in 2008. It was almost like a core blimey. To then go and get it another couple of times and an outstanding contribution.
Yeah.
You know that stage at the back of your hand now?
To be honest, yeah. Well, I was nominated every year, to be honest. It was great. Mm. And then when I got the award eventually, that was fabulous. But the outstanding contribution, that was a little bit special, to be honest. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm going for the full set now, fingers crossed. You never know.
Yeah, have you got enough glass cleaner?
Oh my God! Yeah, I'll get Gran. I'll get Super Gran to do that. The mother-in-law, she's good at that.
What would it mean to be able to win this year? Bearing in mind it's a best of. Bearing in mind you've been gone for us seems like so long.
Yeah. Well, it's over 10 years. I've been gone for 3 years. It's amazing. And to be honest, I think one of the nicest moments was obviously getting the kids on stage with me as well. It's nice for them to look back on and you know, the make daddy proud. So that's nice.
Is there a version of the Telly Fair Entertainment Awards where you guys are? Because is it still quite unique?
It is unique, to be honest. It's always been a great day out, and I'm looking forward to coming over, actually, because, as you know, I'll be flying over for Diddy's 60th birthday as well. Because there's no way he's 50 years old. I'm not having the Diddy's younger than me.
Because no pressure on Diddy at all. He was on about the other day how he'd never won one on his own. He got one for Kick, he's got one for the bands and stuff, but he hasn't got one for his own, so it'd be a nice 60th birthday present for him.
Yeah, he's a class artist, Diddy. I mean, to be honest with you, there's some great names in there. It's like the who's who when you ring down, and it's a privilege just to be among them, to be honest. But like I say, it is a little bit special, the 10 years. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody as well. So, and then of course with the family coming over in February,
yeah,
that'll be nice.
No changes. The hair's not back.
No, it's not grown. It's still the same, mate. Excel blonde.
You'll know this.
Still handsome.
What's the secret? How has Robbie Dominic still got that wig?
Tell me about it. I'm sure that is just for men. Good on you, Bob. It's lovely, actually. It's lovely, actually, where I am. I'm in Staffordshire, sunny Staffordshire at the moment, and the weather's gorgeous, and gorgeous countryside, and lots of sheep. I think Bob would love it.
It sounds...
Can I give a quick shout-out?
Yeah, sure.
To Robbie's girlfriend, Wanda. I know you've not been well, sweetheart, and I hope you're feeling better. Sending you some love from me and the girls, all right, darling?
Final question, Mike. It sounds as though life has been good. It sounds as though Tenerife's was very good for you, but it's nice to be back, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, my friend. It's my second home. It'll always be part of my life, mate. And, I mean, life's a funny thing. You never know where you're going to be from day to day. So just at this moment in time, we're in the right place with the kids. My mum and dad's getting older, so it's the right place for us at this moment in time. But never say never, David.
We will see you in a couple of weeks' time. Best compad, three-time winner, also Tenerife Entertainment Award Outstanding Contribution winner. He's got four, will he get five? Mike, have a great couple of weeks. We'll see you over here very, very soon.
God bless you. This is Mike Carlton, News at 10, saying adios amigos, muchas gracias, penis, and bye for now.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.